Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pat Moriarty with Marion County Bank. Pat, thanks so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to visit with KRLS and keep the local people up to date on what's happening.
And we're talking about some pretty recent events, some pretty breaking news at the federal level. Of course, the big argument and the big things going on in Washington are the debate about the debt ceiling. And what we're seeing now is a lot of talk about what are the markets going to do. And so now we're looking at things sort of day-to-day that might be impacted by this debate. And I know you're a guy that spends a lot of time looking at the markets. And what do we know? What's it like out there?
It's always hard, as you say. This has sort of been the topic of the last few weeks, the whole debt ceiling, and it seems like we must not have anything else to talk about because it is the forefront of everyone's mind, you know, about Congress, and we do kind of wish they would settle things, but we have to remember, you know, the U.S. has been around for 235 years, and we've had debates for 235 years as to what's the right thing to do. The good news is that even if they don't get it settled by August 2nd, life will still go on, as we know that. It kind of reminds me of one of my favorite economists is Brian Westbury, and he had an article earlier this week about, you know, remember the old Y2K thing where everybody thought the computers were quit working and all that, but the next day everybody woke up and life goes on. And if we look at our current tax revenue and everything else, yes, people will still get their Social Security checks, people will still get this. But we do need to get a handle on the whole budget mess, and I think that's what people want is the confidence that Congress is at least working for us, not against us, in settling this. So my advice to most investors is to take this all with a grain of salt and realize, you know, we've been through many, many different reasons why we shouldn't invest. But if we look at all the things that have happened over the years, the different calamities, the different, you know, world wars and all that, the markets always recover. We're in a third year of a recovery right now. Of course, I'm the long-term optimist. People accuse me of having rose-colored glasses, but I look at history. I'm trying to take emotion out of the market, and I look at history, and markets have always come back. And of course, you think about it, the whole point is that we're investing in American enterprise. We're investing in the future. We're investing in the fact that we can go out and buy groceries tomorrow, and that we can buy more TVs and things like that. And so I'm very confident things will be fine. And so I always tell people, still stay diversified with your investments. Don't do anything rash. The worst thing to do is say, sell everything off. I had that happen with a couple customers back in March of 2009 when the market was at its lowest point, and now they missed this 100% recovery since then. We have a few people who want to buy gold. Gold itself is fun to talk about, but it's very cyclical. It goes up, it goes down. It's fun to buy, it's hard to sell. And so I've just never been a great long-term investor in gold. But once again, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Visit with your financial advisor. Don't make any rash decisions. In fact, I think I mentioned to you earlier, I think now is a great time to invest if you're making a long-term investment. And the markets have backed off a little bit. We're looking at the fact that, wait a second, we think that Walmart's still going to be able to sell goods tomorrow. Maybe now is a good time to invest in Walmart. Or maybe General Electric still showing some nice profits. The car companies, yes, they're expanding. I think maybe that's a good place as well. Of course, that's why I like mutual funds, because it's hard to pick out one company. So let's pick a nice general mutual fund where we can get our money to work hard for us.
Certainly. And you talk a lot about being able to learn something from a historical perspective, to look back at history and take
right.
some lessons. Are there any lessons we can take globally from other events that have happened around the world recently? What comes to mind is Greece. We hear the same, a lot of terminology there, default mm-hmm. and debt and those
right.
sorts of things.
The whole Greece, Ireland, and the different countries are all going through their own little problems. And the good news is America, based upon its economy, isn't the same thing as a Greece. Greece is, yes, viable to the worldwide growth, but if you look at the numbers there, it isn't a large influence, in fact. So that's why Greece has to realize that they need to work with the International Monetary Fund. The United States doesn't need that. We're able to survive on our own, even though we still want the best for them because we want that confidence. We want to see the Ireland recover. We want to see the Italy problems and all that, because the world is so global. I mean, that's a big proponent of investing today, is saying, okay, how do we know it's a U.S. company or a global company? Because everything is so interconnected. Mm-hmm. Part of that's through the media, which is a great thing. Everybody wants to have the same benefits, the mm-hmm. same dreams.
All right, so still a lot that we can take from looking at other global situations to apply here.
Right.
Okay. And so what about some folks that are maybe just now looking into trying to get something started for retirement down the road that they maybe got half of an eye on? And is this a good time? You've said a lot about confidence. Is this a good time to be confident and begin an endeavor like that?
Well, you know, if you think about it, they always say buy low, sell high. And why not buy today? The market's on sale the last few days, and so let's buy some. But then again, I'm not a market timer, so instead of just saying buy today and not do anything, you know, the best thing, especially for somebody just getting into the market, is just start up a small account and start adding to it every month. A lot of people do that through the 401k at work, and I would encourage, if you quit contributing to it a few years ago, start it up again. It's amazing if you can put a little bit of money away every month, how much that can grow, especially if you look at the long-term results. I mean, it's the same reason why people buy homes over the long term. They know over the long term, I know we're all kind of in this instant society, we want instant wealth, but time, it just takes time. Just like, you know, they look at the average stock market, if you can keep your money in there for over 10 years, you're going to be fine. But if you're looking at it as a one-year game, it ain't going to work out.
Yeah. It's a long-term view.
You bet.
All right. Very good. Well, Pat, thanks so much for taking some time. We appreciate it.
Sure enough. Always appreciate it.
Again, that was our guest, Pat Moriarty, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at kniakrls.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.